Following the recommendation of prosecutors, a New York judge dismissed all criminal charges against Dominique Strauss-Kahn today. But in a twist, the judge said his order would not take effect until an appeals court rules on whether a special prosecutor should be appointed in the case. Strauss-Kahn, of course, is the former head of the International Monetary Fund, who was arrested in May at Kennedy Airport moments before his flight to Paris was about to take off and charged with sexually assaulting a New York hotel maid. At the time, prosecutors built their case around the maid, Nafissatou Diallo, an immigrant from Guinea, and called her account compelling. But in the end, prosecutors came to mistrust her, saying our grave concerns about her reliability make it impossible to resolve the question of what exactly happened. Dominique Strauss-Kahn emerged from court today to thank his supporters and to say that the last few months have been a nightmare for him and his family. So what happened in this case, and where does it go from here? Emily Bazelon is a senior editor and legal affairs correspondent for Slate.com. Emily, let's start with this curveball in court today. So the alleged victim's lawyer had asked for a special prosecutor. The judge denied that request, but now he's waiting for a higher court to decide whether to uphold his ruling. This puts the case in yet more limbo. Is that right?
Yes, I think it'll be short-term limbo, however. The chances of a New York appeals court granting this Hail Mary motion for a special prosecutor seem very low to me. And given that Dominique Strauss-Kahn presumably can't leave the country until this is resolved, I would think and hope that the appeals court would rule quickly.
Clarify for us. Although the judge has dismissed all charges, this is not the same as saying that Dominique Strauss-Kahn is innocent.
Right, exactly. There's been no trial. There's been no official plea to resolve this case. What this decision is about is the loss of faith of the prosecutors in the credibility of Diallo as Dominique Strauss-Kahn's accuser. And in fact, the prosecutor dropped a footnote in his motion to say, you know, we're not making factual findings today. What we're doing is explaining why we don't want to put this person on the witness stand, given what the prosecutors called a pattern of untruths.
Could you briefly sum up some of the revelations about Strauss-Kahn's accuser that made prosecutors decide to drop the case?
Well, she's changed her story on a number of different fronts. And I think it's important to say, at least in my opinion, it's not that any single one of these changes or falsehoods are damning. It's the pattern and what it would mean to put a witness on the stand who is leaving behind her this trail of misstatements and falsehoods. So, for example, right after when she made the accusation, Diallo gave one account of what she did in the immediate aftermath of the alleged assault. And then she changed her story and said actually she had gone to clean a different room instead of just waiting in the hallway. There's nothing wrong with the fact that she went to clean a different room, but the change made the prosecutors nervous. Then there's another discrepancy. She originally gave a tearful, apparently, and very convincing account of being gang raped in Guinea, and then withdrew that story and said that while, in fact, she had been raped, it was in a different circumstance, and she said she'd memorized a cassette tape of allegations about the gang rape that someone had given her to apply for asylum. You know, those are the kinds of things that on the witness stand to be convincingly lying about a sexual assault in a case about sexual assault, I can understand why prosecutors would have pause about putting that person on the stand.
And in your view, then, given those credibility issues, do you not only understand why they did it, but do you think they did the right thing by doing for it?
For a particular reason. I think that what the prosecutors said today is really important. They said that they no longer believed beyond a reasonable doubt in this alleged victim's credibility. And, you know, technically, they could still press charges. All they have to do is have probable cause that this crime occurred. But I think as a matter of ethics, it's crucial for prosecutors to hold themselves to a higher standard, given the crushing weight of an indictment for a defendant. I think we want prosecutors to really believe in an accusation before they use this great power they have.
You say that the victim's lawyer, the alleged victim's lawyer, Kenneth Thompson, may have been part of the problem here. This is the lawyer who took the somewhat unusual advice of telling her to out herself and to disclose who she was. Why do you think he may have been part of the problem?
You know, I don't actually necessarily disagree with his decision to seek a lot of press attention and for Diallo to out herself, because at least she's gotten her own story out there. But I do question his decision to bring a civil suit seeking unspecified damages at this stage of the case, because from Diallo's point of view, it's important that a jury believe that she has doesn't stand to gain financially from this prosecution. And she has said vociferously that she cannot be bought. But when you bring a suit for damages early on, you call that into question. And that's especially true in this case because there is a phone call. And I should say the translation of this phone call, I think, remains in doubt. But according to prosecutors, Diallo talked to her fiancé when he was in prison and said something that made the prosecutors think she had money on her mind in some way.
Now, that civil case that you're referring to is still pending. Is that right?
That's right. And the civil case is a different standard. It won't be beyond a reasonable doubt. It will be a lower standard of guilt. And so I suppose it's possible that Strauss-Kahn could still be held to account in some way for this assault. But when prosecutors drop criminal charges, that, of course, hurts a civil suit like this one.
You know, there is evidence that some sort of sexual encounter took place. I don't believe that even Strauss-Kahn's lawyers deny that. It's a question of whether it was forced or consensual. Given that that's the case, what do you think this says about the difficulty of bringing cases in alleged rape situations?
Well, in one sense, it says a lot. It's another very high-profile reminder that when there's only a kind of he said, she said scenario, it's very hard to prove a rape case. In this case, there was no direct evidence of physical assault, and there were no witnesses. On the other hand, I think it's important to remember that if this witness's credibility had not fallen apart in the eyes of the prosecutors, they were prepared to press charges, and they would have put her on the stand to give testimony. And it may be that her account of the actual assault would have been entirely believable. So in some ways, it's a very odd case, and we shouldn't, draw some broad lesson from it that, rape cases like this one cannot be prosecuted.
Emily, in about the minute we have left, if the prosecutors had realized earlier on that they didn't have a very credible witness, was there any other tactic they could have taken to go on with this? Or would it just have been better for them never to have taken this case to court at all?
I think the big mistake they made was not arresting Strauss-Kahn. It was holding him without bail. Because when they did that, they really had to rush their investigation. They made all these statements about the unwavering credibility of Diallo, and they set themselves up for exactly this kind of retraction. Whereas if they had arrested him, but he had been free on his own recognizance, then they could have taken their time and been much more cautious in their public statements about the case.
Emily Bazelon, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Emily Bazelon is a senior editor and legal affairs correspondent for Slate.com.